By the way, what was he bribing the president for? Can you?
Howard Hughes told him to. Howard Hughes, I would not say was an actual evil man, because he did not seek to do others harm. He was terrified of the entire world outside. I know that's hard for people to believe, that the richest man in the world could also be the most frightened man in the world.
Did he have
cause? But that, in fact, was the case.
Well, you know, the big question is, did he have cause to be terrified? Or was it paranoia?
Howard Hughes wasn't quite literally a naked madman. For the last 20 years of his life, he lived in hiding in one blacked-out hotel room after another, never wore any clothes, lived in filth, was a billionaire junkie. He was shooting up codeine. He was as mad as a hatter on one level. And on another level, completely lucid, extremely intelligent, a very good writer, by the way, which is part of why the book works so well, because it is Howard telling his own story. And he had, from the time when he was young to the day he died, all during the period of his madness, an iron will. And because of his great wealth, he was able to impose that will on everyone, including presidents of the United States. But what he was seeking was not so much to promote his business interests or escape his taxes, although he didn't pay any for 17 consecutive years. I know that because I also have his income tax returns.
That's incredible.
What he was really seeking, above all, was to protect himself. From what? The answer is, from everyone and everything outside his blacked-out room. But finally, his fears came to rest, most of all, on the nuclear tests the government was conducting in the Nevada desert, not far from his hideout, in a penthouse of a Las Vegas casino on the Las Vegas Strip.
Yeah, well, then why would he be there?
Well, one might say, if you're going to hide out from the world, why the Las Vegas Strip? I mean, the most garish place in the universe. The most public place.
One is asking, why?
And the only answer is,
what happens in Las Vegas?
He had been there before in his life when he was young and liked it. Now, you could say that doesn't make much sense because he never left his room. So it wouldn't matter where he was. He never looked outside the windows. He had them blacked out the moment he arrived.
You're telling me his greatest fear began to be the tests they were conducting?
You got it.
Because let me tell you something, Michael, I've lived in Las Vegas many, many years. I worked for KWN in Las Vegas, and I used to announce on the radio, stand by, because at 10:47 this morning, there's going to be a nuclear test, and if you're on a high building or something, get off, you know, a precarious position, get off, because it's going to rock. And, baby, it rocked. I went through those tests.
That is what happened to Howard. Try to imagine this situation. Here is the richest man in the world. He has chosen as his hideout the penthouse suite of the Desert Inn Hotel on the Las Vegas Strip. And then he buys the hotel. He buys every surrounding hotel. And in order to feel safe, he buys the hotels surrounding the surrounding hotels until he owns all of Las Vegas, in effect.
Yeah.
He buys the governor. He buys the gaming commission. He buys the city councilman. He buys everything in order to feel safe.
Gaming commission?
And then, so he never had to appear publicly to get a license like everyone else had to, because he never appeared at all.
Okay. He bought the gaming commission?
He bought everybody. Now, and I mean lock, stock, and barrel. Now, there he is, thinking, finally, I am safe. And one day, his penthouse begins to sway.
That's right. That's absolutely
correct. And what is it? It is a nuclear test out in Nevada desert. And Howard Hughes, at a time when no one understood how dangerous these tests really were, he was dead right. They were very dangerous. Saw the danger.
Did that drive him
mad? And it drove him even crazier.
And that would be something.
And what he did with his iron will and his vast wealth was unique in all of American history.
That's a great
he
place.
Tried
hold on, hold
to
on.
Bribe the government into doing what was right.